the mandate that the Biden administration wanted to implement on private businesses, not the army, not the federal government, but on private businesses. And courts have already put the brakes on a lot of this. But we had a split among Republicans even over whether this would be a political loser for them. On the one side, you had conservative members like Roger Marshall from Kansas, who originally proposed it, along with Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and a few others. They saw, like I said, that they had plenty of leverage here with a shutdown maybe coming. And they said, hey, we're not going to vote for this continuing budget resolution unless we can address the vaccine mandate as well. But then you had this other faction, including the leadership, that threw cold water on it. John Cornyn, the number two Republican, said, you know, sometimes we can be our worst enemy. We don't want to be the party that shuts down the government. And then still others cited these court decisions, which already seem to be striking down this mandate on businesses. Ultimately, what happens is that the anti-mandate bloc softened their stance. They said, okay, so we'll just take an up or down vote on it, even if it fails. So they got that, even though they knew it would fail because two of their members, in fact, were out of town. So it lost predictably, 50 to 48. Then the budget measure passes 69-28. We've got government funding at least through February. But I think we're going to see some more of these kind of brinkmanship with a lot of the must-pass bills that Congress has between now and the end of the year.
Jeff, I've got about 30 seconds left, but are we looking at the strength of Mitch McConnell, or is this proof that President Biden can get things done across the aisle?
I think it's probably more the former. Nobody reads the room and reads politics like McConnell and his deputies. They don't like to take votes that they think they're going to lose. But here they could have their cake and eat it too a little bit. A lot of these members, yes, they wanted to forestall the mandate, but they also want to go home over the Christmas break, let's say, and tell their constituents, I know you hate the mandate. I tried to do something about it. I voted against it. But there's just too many of those darn Democrats. So that's what they were able to do. They now have something they can go home and at least message to their constituents.